This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lake Superior is warming up. In fact, scientists say the largest of the Great Lakes is heating up faster than any other lake on Earth. Joining us now is Tim Klein. He's a PhD student at the University of Washington's School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us, first of all, why is Lake Superior warming up faster than not only the other Great Lakes, but every other lake on Earth?
Lake Superior has seen remarkable warming over the last three decades, and the reason generally scientists attribute it to declining ice cover. And so Lake Superior is the largest lake on Earth by surface area, and relative to the other large Great Lakes in the world, like Baikal or Tanganyika, it's relatively shallow. And over the last 30 years, it's seen a 50% decrease in ice cover. And with a decrease in ice cover, you have less reflectance of solar radiation, so more of it is being absorbed by the water in the lake. And that's the primary driver of lake warming throughout the season and throughout the last 30 years.
Tim, your research found that average Lake Superior surface water temps increased 2.5 degrees Celsius between 1979 and 2006. For those of us who are not scientists, can you help us understand just what that means, and is it a dramatic increase?
It is a large increase, and it may not sound, you know, for an annual cycle, you're used to your temperatures in your house going up and down by way more than that sort of range, but as an average condition, and the way it sort of plays out, at least at the scale for fish habitat, is that it creates longer growing seasons. And that's really the critical piece here. So these longer growing seasons make the difference between surviving winter for juvenile fish or getting to, you know, really large size for anglers or commercial fisheries. So having longer growing seasons and then a few more places in the lake where you can have those long growing seasons is really the critical link to this temperature increase.
So what about the effects on the fish, Tim, in Lake Superior? Are there certain species who are winners and certain species who are losers?
Right, exactly. In any climate change story, you have some species that are going to benefit from warmer temperatures or shifts in their distribution, and you have some species that may not do as well. And so Lake Superior traditionally is a very cold lake, and its fish community reflected that. It was dominated by cold, big water trout and smaller prey fish that all liked that cold water. And with climate change, we've seen an expansion in the spatial extent and the duration of habitat for many of the economically valuable and ecologically valuable fish.
Such as?
The lean lake trout, Chinook salmon, and walleye were the three that we looked at in this study.
Okay. What about the warmer water and its effect on the sea lamprey?
Right. So Jim Kitchell and I are working on a project right now with some other collaborators looking at basically using the same technique and then some observations of sea lamprey body size over the last 50 years. And the interesting thing is that the temperature preference of a sea lamprey is quite warm, but they always occupy the temperature of their host. But because the growing seasons or the length that their host species can achieve those maximum growth rates, the lamprey is actually benefiting from that. Mm. And so what we've seen is a 20% increase in body size, and larger lampreys, they consume more blood, and they'll kill more host fishes, and ultimately they'll lay more eggs, which poses a challenge to a very successful management program, which is currently in place, in that you're going to have a species that the management may need to shift in order to adapt to its changing size and consumption and spatial distributions.
Tim, something that I saw that surprised you as you were studying the warming up of Lake Superior is one side of the lake is warming faster than the other.
Yeah, exactly. And that speaks right to what we were talking about with sea lamprey as well, in that the eastern side of the lake is warming much faster than the western side. And that has to do mostly with the prevailing wind direction, which is that most winds over Lake Superior move from west to east. So as the lake gets warmer, it pushes more of that warm water to the eastern side. And then that cool water on the western side can continue to warm to an even higher. So you end up with greater heat in the eastern side of the lake.
So what do we make of what you've studied?
I think it's important to think about the future of the fish community in Lake Superior. So there's a management goal to restore what was there in Lake Superior prior to fishing and invasive species that have all changed the food web quite a bit. But as we move forward, we may not think that conservation and cooler species like the Siskoet lake trout or conservation of even the lean lake trout, if they start to lose habitat in a warming future, that may not need to be the goal of management anymore. We may need to shift to managing for a warmer species like Chinook salmon or walleye. But I also think, as you mentioned, invasive species are another critical link here. And something like with lamprey, we may want to adapt our management to focus more on the eastern side of the lake, as we know that place, that part of the lake, is changing much faster than the other sides. So sort of using this information to adapt our management of both the fisheries and invasive species for better services that we can render from the lake.
Tim Klein is with the University of Washington School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences, and he has studied the effect of temperature on fish in Lake Superior as we see Lake Superior warming faster than any other lake on the planet. Tim, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.